Good morning and a very warm welcome to you as we gather together for our worship this morning on this online format. We're going to begin with a call to worship from Psalm 118, and that will then be followed with a hymn. So hear these words from Psalm 118, entitled A Prayer of Thanks for Victory. Give thanks to the Lord because he is good and his love is eternal. Let the people of Israel say, his love is eternal. Let the priests of God say, his love is eternal. Let all who worship him say, his love is eternal. In my distress I called to you, Lord. He answered me and set me free. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? It is the Lord who helps me, and I will see my enemies defeated. It is better to trust in the Lord than to depend on people. It is better to trust in the Lord than to depend on human leaders. You are my God, and I give you thanks. I will proclaim your greatness. Give thanks to the Lord, because he is good, and his love is eternal. We sing together our first song. Now thank we all our God as we worship together. So we turn to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Father God, your love is eternal, and we bring to you our thanks on this Thanksgiving Sunday. We bring to you, Lord, all our gratitude, for you are a God who has provided, who continues to provide. You are the God who is present at all times in all situations. And Lord, we give you thanks for the way that you involve yourself in our lives. We know that begins with our response, and so, Lord, our response is to worship you. So be blessed as we bring to you our bodies, our minds, our hearts, our souls into this moment of worship. Be honored as we turn our songs towards you, as we bring our prayers before you. Through your Spirit, Lord, we pray that you would anoint your scriptures and that you would open our hearts and our minds to receive what is read and what is preached. And so we open ourselves to you in worship. And as we give to you, Lord, we ask that you would bless us and give back to us. And so, Lord, we thank you for this moment, for all your blessings, for all your gifts. And so as we turn to Scripture, Lord, open our hearts and our minds to receive your gift to us today. In the all-powerful name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And so we turn to our second passage of Scripture today. It comes from the Gospel of John. John chapter 3, verses 14 to 21. As Moses lifted up the bronze snake on a pole in the desert, in the same way the Son of Man must be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not die, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to be its judge, but to be its Savior. Those who believe in the Son are not judged, but those who do not believe have already been judged, because they have not believed in God's only Son. This is how the judgment works. The light has come into the world, but people love the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds are evil. Those who do evil things hate the light and will not come to the light, because they do not want their evil deeds to be shown up. But those who do what is true come to the light in order that the light may show that what they did was in obedience to God. May God bless his reading to us in Jesus' name. This week, I received an inspirational quote on my phone, which read, "There is nothing in the world more precious than thankfulness." It ties in really well with our Thanksgiving service this week as we turn our attention to what we need to be thankful for, and how deeply grateful we are for all that God has given us. I was reminded of a fable that was written by Oscar Wilde. It was entitled The Happy Prince. And I want to just share that story with you, at least the gist of the story with you, and take that further. The story is set and it goes like this. A very special and elegant statue of the Happy Prince stood on a tall column high above a great city. The prince's body was covered with leaves of fine gold. For eyes, he had huge sapphires, and on the hilt of his sword was a large red ruby. One day, a little swallow, who had delayed the winter journey to Egypt much too long, paused on his hurried journey south to rest up the night between the feet of the statue. However, the swallow could not sleep because of the sound of the prince's weeping. So the swallow flew up and landed on the prince's shoulder and asked him why he was crying. The prince replied that although everyone called him the Happy Prince, he was not happy at all. How could he possibly be happy, he asked, when he looked at the bird and he said, "From here in my station high above the city, I see so many people who needed help, food, care, love, and tenderness." And so the Happy Prince turns to the bird and says, Will you help me, little bird?" To which the bird responds and says, "How can I help?" "Will you help me give myself away?" the prince said. And the bird agreed. First, the bird removed the ruby from the prince's sword and carried it down to a frightened young mother tending her sick child living in a cold attic. Then the bird flew all the way back to the prince and removed one of his sapphire eyes and carried it down to an old man who was living in a shack who hadn't eaten for 2 days. Again, the bird flew all the way back to the prince once more, removing the other sapphire eye, and left it in the city at the feet of a young homeless girl. One by one, the swallow carefully removed each of the gold leaves from the prince's body and distributed them to the poor and the helpless children of the city. And then a frigid blast of winter struck, and since the prince's body was no longer covered with the gold, his laden heart cracked. And unable to protect himself from the cold, the tiny swallow also perished. The next morning, God called all his angels together and pointed down at the great city, saying, "Bring me the 2 most precious things that you can find in that city." When the angels returned, they came carrying the cracked heart of the happy prince and the lifeless body of a tiny swallow. I wonder if you had the chance to give a title to this fable. What would you call it? What would you name it? The story has been called different things over the years. One title was Love Without a Price Tag. The one I like is The Christ Prince. And there are many parallels between the story of the happy prince and the gospel story, which draws us back to our scripture for today. And I want to read to you this verse especially. You know it well. Probably the first verse you ever memorized. John chapter 3, verse 16. "For God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not die, but have eternal life." Wrapped up in this verse is all the grace of God. Grace past, present, and future. Grace past we might call prevenient grace, for God loved the world so much. While we were yet sinners, God loved us. Before we were born, God loved us. Despite our sin, God loves us. No matter what we do, God loves us. As someone once said, there is absolutely nothing that we can do to enable or cause God to love us less. God's love for us is constant. Paul would write in Romans chapter 8, "Nothing in all this world, nothing can separate us from the love of God." Secondly, we have grace present, what we might call justifying grace. And as we continue in that verse 16, that he gave his only Son. God has done it all through his Son Jesus. God has demonstrated love and grace through his Son Jesus. God has justified us through his Son Jesus. God has set us free through his Son Jesus. And God continues to do that day in, day out. In every day, every present day, God is present. And his grace justifies us sets us free, and he does it through his Son, Jesus Christ. Again, as Paul would write in Ephesians, "For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith." And that brings us to the future grace, what we might call sanctifying grace, as we complete verse 16, "so that everyone who believes in him may not die, but have eternal life." God continues to meet us in our everyday lives through the gift of the Holy Spirit. He is present. God continues to grow us in our everyday lives through the gift of the Holy Spirit. God continues to be present in our everyday activities, everyday situations, because of the gift of the Holy Spirit. God is always present. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 28, "I will be with you always." All of God's grace is wrapped up in this one verse. It is as simple as that. Therefore, rooted in this one verse is the reason for thanksgiving. If anything gives us a reason to be thankful, it should be this one verse. For God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not die but have eternal life. We have nothing without God. We are nothing without God. God is everything. God has done everything so that we may receive his grace. His grace past, present, and in our future. We have God, and God has us. Therefore, let us be thankful. Let us give expression to our thanks in whichever way we can. Let us sing thankful songs. Let us give generously in thanks. Let us heighten our gratitude as we remember all that God has done, does, and will do for us. And again, Paul encourages us in 1 Thessalonians, be thankful in all situations. Not for the situation, but be thankful in all situations. John 3:16 is the root and the reason for our thankfulness. And so let's give thanks. And so I conclude with the verses that I read right at the beginning of our service, verses 28 and 29 from Psalm 118. You are my God, and I give you thanks. I will proclaim your greatness. Give thanks to the Lord, because he is good, and his love is eternal. We turn to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. And so, Lord, we give you thanks for everything. We give you thanks, Lord, for your Son, who willingly gave up paradise to come and take on human form, to limit himself to a human body, a human experience. We give you thanks for his ministry. We give you thanks, Lord, for his act of demonstrating your love and grace on the cross. We give you thanks that through that love we receive and experience reconciliation with you. We give you thanks for the forgiveness of all our sins. We give you thanks, Lord, for the continued gift of your presence through the Holy Spirit, the one who equips, enables, and guides us, the one who is with us in every moment of every day. You, God, are present, and we give you thanks. We are deeply grateful for who you are, for what you mean to us, for all that you have done for us and continue to do for us. We, Lord, are deeply grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And so we conclude our time together as we sing a song entitled, Jesus Christ, I Think Upon Your Sacrifice. And in that song we will sing these words, Thank You for the Cross. As we express our thanks, so we sing to our Lord.
Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice. You became nothing, poured out to death. Many times I've wondered at your gift of life, and I'm in that place once again. In that place once again. Once again I look upon the cross where you died. Humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. Once again I thank you. Once again. Jesus Christ, I think upon your sacrifice. You became nothing, poured out to death. Many times I've wondered at your gift of life, and I'm in that place once again. Once again. Once again I look upon the cross where you died. I'm humbled by your mercy and I'm broken inside. Once again I thank you. Once again
you are exalted.
Now you are exalted to the highest place. King of the heavens, where one day I'll bow. But for now, I marvel at this saving grace.
Thank you for the cross. Thank
So thank you again for worshiping with us. As we go our separate ways, invite you to receive this benediction and this verse from Scripture. And so let us pray. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all forevermore. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. God bless and go well.